weekdays. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Good to go.
Oh, lordy, jeepers almighty.
We're still surrounded by strawberries and cream and scones and jam and everything.
I honestly felt like getting jarred there this morning. It was absolutely fantastic, you know.
Getting jarred?
Yeah, you can't have scones without getting jarred. It's not the rule of scones.
Scones?
Yeah.
I've never seen a lad walk in and go, Tony, give us 3 points there and a couple of scones.
Oh, well, no, you see, I'll have 2 scones and afternoon tea and a bottle of Prosecco. Or champagne.
Fair point.
Or I'll have some fizzy stuff. Pour some orange juice into the champagne and we'll do it that way or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you like champagne?
I do. I do love champagne. I do like champagne. I don't even like wine, but I like champagne.
I do.
I can't help myself.
I'm not convinced by it now.
What are you not convinced about? It's fucking delicious.
And I do like wine.
Well, I just... And there is a something special
taste
off.
Maybe I'm just drinking shit champagne, am I? Maybe that's what's wrong.
Imagine that.
Maybe somebody told me it was champagne.
You just sounded like one weird blues singer there going, maybe I'm just drinking shit champagne.
That's actually, yeah. That's going to be the title of my next book.
Yeah.
After I've written the first one.
Isn't it?
It's which like, I don't have a title for.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you're going, I hit all the heights. I got my dream job. My friends are nice. My wife's not bad. I'm still not happy. Maybe I'm just drinking shit champagne. That's a song, right?
It's there, it's happening.
Yeah,
it's
happening. That's a song, yeah.
We'll be the new Blues Brothers.
Yeah, I got fresh scones. It's 6 a.m. Nobody's calling. I don't want a friend. I ain't happy. Maybe I'm just drinking shit champagne. I mean, that writes itself. That's amazing.
Legendary stuff.
Yeah, God
almighty. Because you see, the thing about it is, right, you know the way there's foods, right, that people have, that they put up on a pedestal kind of thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
So the classic
is... supposed to be fancy.
So the classic is champagne, obviously.
Yeah.
And caviar.
Caviar, yeah.
Now, have you ever tasted caviar?
I have, yeah.
I'm not convinced by that either.
No, I honestly, I'd rather eat bird shit. And that's the truth. It's absolutely vile stuff, it is. Yeah. It's absolutely vile.
And then you feel like a Philistine. You kind of feel, no, that's obviously why I'm poor. I was obviously born with poor tastes
that I don't
appreciate, you know, champagne and caviar and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather have pints and crisps.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But maybe I'm just eating shit caviar. But you're right, though. You're right. And there is a mood, though, that goes with everything. You know, there really is a mood that goes with everything. Like, I don't know. Caviar, I think caviar is one of those foods that people pretend to like, but nobody actually likes.
Right.
I do think it is one of them. I think a lot of fucking stuff that comes out of the sea is like that, to be honest with you. Oysters, no fucker likes. I don't care. You can tolerate them and maybe a refresh, but there's not a single fucker in the world who eats an oyster when fish and chips is available. I just don't believe it.
I'm with you, actually. I know you hate them. I can handle them. And I do, because I like salty.
Just get the fisherman to spit in your mouth as he's getting off the boat.
I like the saltiness, but I do have to say, there's never going to be a situation where I'm going to order them above something else.
No, something nice.
Including a sausage.
Yes. Honestly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I get it, and I don't mind entering into the spirit of it if you're doing the Guinness and oysters thing or if you're whatever. But you're right. I'm probably not going to go out my way for it.
No, definitely not. And nobody should. And there is loads of things like that. But it's like if you had good food, like, you know, proper brilliant food that you're supposed to have that thing, like champagne and oysters and whatever, like creme au jet or whatever they call these things, every single day, right? You'd get a pain in your hole with them.
Yeah.
And you'd say, all I want is a bag of chips. That's all I want. Whereas if you eat a bag of chips every day, you know.
So it's mad you say that. A mate of mine way back, he worked for a sales rep, but it was for a specific type of magazine, right?
Yeah.
And they'd be kind of doing weddings and everything. So he'd be sent around different places around the world sometimes and they'd be putting together a brochure specifically for the hotel, and they'd have to deal with their suppliers and everything like that. But they'd be put up in the hotel while they were doing the sales stuff.
So, yeah.
And as a result,
brilliant
they'd be the absolute best.
And fantastic, right?
But he did
start.
Say he literally got to a stage in one hotel, massive fancy hotel, right? Somewhere in, I don't know, Malta or somewhere, I can't remember. Anyway. Right, and he said he was like eating the best of, you know, it was like, I don't know, pheasant or whatever it was. And he literally, towards the end, he literally turned around and said, would there be any chance of egg and chips?
Can I just have a fucking sliced toast? Like, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You get how quick you can get fed up with something as well. I was over in Dubai for a week, right? And you get to Dubai and honestly, you look at it and you go, holy shit, it's like Futurama, right?
Yeah.
But honestly, after 2 days, it's done. You're bored with it. You're bored with it.
Wow.
And you can't do anything small. You cannot do it. You go out for a coffee and some fucking waiter arrives on a boat. You're like, oh, fuck off with your boat. Fuck off with your boat. Can I just have a fuck? Oh my God. Can I not just have a sandwich? And yeah. No problem.
You're looking for a takeaway cup and suddenly there's a lad there and you're like, with silver trays.
Yeah, a silver tray. And he comes, I'll get you a sandwich. You got a man you want? You can have milk from a virgin goat. Do you want milk from? I don't want a virgin goat. I want a sandwich. And he goes, no problem. And you'll come out and you'll have a tray like you says and the fireworks will go off and then a flame appears and a magician from under the table hands you the sandwich.
Yeah.
And you're like, there you go. Yeah. And you're like, thanks.
Yeah. There are 18 different flowers.
I couldn't
in this
give
bread.
A shit. I just want a Killarney chicken. That's all I want. That's all I want.
Yeah.
And it's done. Because there's no middle ground, you know. And that's the thing.
It's like you always say that about that thing about, which is very, very wise. Oh, very wise indeed. Was the time you came out with that thing, that happiness is always related to expectations.
Always.
If your expectation, like, you never, when you go into a McDonald's and you know what you're going to get,
you're always
and you
happy.
Get what you know you're going to get,
you're like, brilliant. Happy. Exactly happy. What I wanted. Yeah.
Sometimes, though, you go into a, you know, a restaurant you don't know, highfalutin restaurant you don't really know, and you order something and it doesn't quite, your expectation is up here.
Yeah.
And because it doesn't get, might be brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
But because it doesn't quite get there, where your expectation is, it's like, geez, that was a bit shit, wasn't
that was
it?
Shit.
That was a waste of money.
Oh, you can't eat it. Oh, you do eat it and it was shite and it wasn't enough of it and you're still starving. And then you go home and say, we get McDonald's on the way home. You're like, I'm not eating that fucking dog food. I'm going out for a fancy dinner.
Yeah.
I'm not eating. Oh, what do you want me to do? Go through a drive through like some sort of tracksuit wearing Philistine. Whereas the day before or the day after, McDonald's might be the greatest thing in the world.
Absolutely.
You know, you just love it so much, you know.
Absolutely. But I do think, you know that thing about refining a palate or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm never sure about whether that's just, sometimes it does
feel
like
there's definitely a
Emperor's New Clothes vibe.
Yes, there's definitely a load of bollocks in it somewhere.
Like somebody will make you taste something, right? And if you turn around, you go, like I remember one time there was a lad, we were at a party for a lad you know, right? It was sort of a launch party for a particular business.
Oh, right,
and this lad, who was one of his clients, brought these craft beers.
And
he was a full advocate. Do you know what I mean?
Of these craft beers.
Oh, yeah, big style.
Best beer you've ever had in your life.
Exactly, right.
Made by two Australians who piss into a barrel in Carlow.
So you taste that and you go, oh, yeah, yeah. Because, you know, like, especially me, like, you'd have to be polite and everything.
Yeah, amazing.
Whatever,
yeah.
Right. But you know somebody who then tries to convince you that your own tastes are terrible.
Yeah, no, you're not giving it the credit it deserves. You don't get it.
In your head, you're thinking, I'd probably rather have a Coors or a Guinness or something.
I'd have a Budweiser now.
But they don't take it. They're not happy.
No,
it's like, you know, they have to tell you how you're wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, obviously there's something wrong with your taste buds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you're not.
They lasted me all the way up to now.
Now that's made with, you know, castor oil and there's actually caviar ink in that. And you're like, yeah, I can taste that. It's amazing, isn't it? Is it? Yeah.
It's repeating on me now.
Honestly, I get a bit of heartburn off it. That's because you're drinking it too slow. And I might just, would you want another one? No, I think I'll just get a Budweiser. Budweiser, why are you drinking Budweiser for? It's practically water.
It's like when people
are drinking that. Arsehole juice is all that is. You're like, it is not that. Come on, calm down. You don't know that much about it. You know, you're like, steady on. And you feel judged.
See,
you know.
It's all right for you, because, like, in fairness to you, you've no problem turning around and going,
I don't like it.
Exactly.
I don't like it. Yeah.
It's
not for me.
Like, it's no problem.
It's
whereas,
me.
Of course, I go into it. I Jimmy would be there, nuts.
I got you a litre of fish guts. Okay. It's going to be a rough half hour. Hiding them in your pockets now.
You'll love it once you try it. I don't think I will.
Jeez, I don't know.
Ooh,
you will, Jim. You will.
Okay.
Go on, yeah, have a try of it there anyway. But you can eat anything. That's the thing. I've never seen Jim put anything in his mouth and go, oh, never. It's never happened.
There must have been at least one.
No, the worst is you put something in your mouth. I don't know. Battered dog shit. You're like, oh, I wouldn't be into that now. But you chew away if swallowed a bit and goes, I won't finish it. I won't finish it. Yeah.
Battered.
Yeah, I wouldn't be into that now. I wouldn't be into that, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I'm like, how did you do it? I'd eat something next year. I'd be like, I'll come in the next day. I'm not well, Jim. I'm not well. You know, and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. And then Jim's like, yeah, you have a weak stomach. I don't. I think of a...
But the weird thing is, I would have said that I'd have a, you know, the gag reflex or whatever. You just, you know that thing where you can't, there's nothing you can do. Your body's going,
well,
no,
I've never seen it. I've seen you devour, or maybe if you tried to eat a shoe or something like that. But anything that is like physically classified as food, I've never seen you do the gag thing.
No.
I've never seen you.
I'm trying to think.
I remember we were eating stuff on this show and I called you one night. I went on stage, right? I had to run off stage because I got sick and did an emergency True to Pants episode, right? I had an emergency True to Pants episode and got sick, right? On stage. I had to run off stage. I rang Jim. My God, Jim. That thing we get earlier. It's not 20 minutes. How are you? You were like, oh, yeah, I'm grand, yeah. Not a bother. I said, are you grand? Yeah, no, I don't feel that now. And then he goes, because Jim always doubts himself, he goes, hold on, let me think. Do I feel all right? Yeah, no, I think I do, yeah. No, I think I do, yeah.
Yeah, I probably went home that day. I went to Yvonne, come here, do I feel
do
all
I
right?
Do I look all right
to you? It's just a PJ rang and he doesn't feel well. There must be something wrong with me.
There you go.
I feel all right. Oh, jeez, I better get myself checked out.
That's Jim all over, yeah. PJ's after shitting himself, so it must be something wrong with me. I'll go to the doctor tomorrow. Because I'm not sick, I have to go to the doctor now.
That's true. To be honest, the one that did catch me was the chili catch. That was the one. The chili was the one that turned you into Vesuvius.
Out. Right? Inside out.
Whereas I had the effect where I had to, you know, you drank the milk or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it was over.
But then you were gone.
It was over, yeah.
And that was it. You were like, but even then you went, whew, that's very hot. Whew. Hey. That was it. You weren't screeching or vomiting into the bin or anything.
There's any of it left.
Yeah. Whew. I wouldn't do that again. You know, there wasn't even like...
There was this, okay, I'll grant you that.
Yeah, whereas I had saliva falling down my mouth and it was like strings. It was like the saliva coming out of my mouth was so thick you could walk a dog on the end of it.
Yeah.
This is getting disgusting now, but you know what I mean? And the bother on you.
But the weird thing about it is your food things are kind of... Like, you'd have a much broader food palate than I would. Like you regularly eat stuff over the years and have come in and said, oh, was it in such a place and I had such a thing.
And it was great.
And I've never even heard of it.
Of the place or the food?
The food.
Oh, right.
Like, literally you'd say, oh, no, I had some whatever.
Yeah.
And I'll have never heard of it.
I know, but that's because you've spent, 35 years in Wicklow or something. So you're up there and all, it's like, what type of chicken nugget is that? That's not a chicken nugget. A chef made that. That's a tater tot. What? Tater tot.
What are you saying? Potato flavoured
chicken?
Potato.
It's like a nugget of potato. Kind of. Croquette, French would call it. You're there going, like, you know, you go to a wedding.
You don't mind trying anything.
Jim goes to weddings up there and all this, and it's like, I can't wait for the cocktail sausages. You know, that'd be the fancy part of the day and all. You know, can't wait to see what runners the bride is wearing.
You don't mind bailing in and trying something weirdly.
No, I don't
for
mind.
For somebody who kind of does have an unusual reaction sometimes.
Yeah, I do like trying new stuff.
Give it a go.
Unless
it's coleslaw or oysters.
Or fucking ham. Anything that sweats after it's dead, you know. Anything that looks like a person,
Looks like a person.
Yeah, you know the
What sort of ham are you eating?
Ham looks like loads of fellas I went to school with. You know the way you look at ham and you go, that's Derek. You know, you look at a slice of ham.
They were all just generally pink and sweaty.
Yeah,
right?
They've got sweaty pink complexions on them. Who aren't great
ham
in the sun.
Ham brings back memories of your school days.
Yeah, me elfless friends and all who never wore sunblock and smelled like shite. That's what ham reminds
me
of.
That's extraordinary.
It's more a trauma response, I think, yeah.
It's amazing Brady's didn't go down that route with their advertising.
Yeah, it's why I can't...
The nostalgic thing.
Yeah.
The memory of old friends.
Yeah, Brady's ham. Smell like an elf who doesn't give a shit.
It'd be like a version of the Hovis ad. You know the way they did that with the flat caps and
that's
the bikes?
That's right,
there, to be
the old Northern England.
Thing.
Yeah.
Bringing lost friends home.
Yeah, I love Brady's ham. Yeah. It looks exactly like my grandfather and his grandfather before him.
And my Uncle Jerry, when he'd had a few.
Oh, my Uncle Jerry. Looked like a drunk Uncle Jerry, that slice of ham. Smelled exactly like him too. And he sweat like my grandmother. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, but I do know what you mean. I do like to try new foods and different foods and all of that.
Yeah.
But don't forget, I am a bit of a wanker. You know, I get caught up in things. I do. It's like, you know, the whiskey thing. I think I know good from bad. And I think I know what I like from different. I think I do. I really do. You know, I would consider myself a person of whiskey drinkers. But then if you says, right, I'm putting out four here, pick one, I'd start to panic.
Right.
I go, maybe I am full of shit.
Right.
You know, so I'm aware that I am a bit full of shit.
I know, the whiskey beer connoisseur. But I know what you mean about that, because remember the time you got seriously into the craft beers yourself for a while?
And
then you turned the corner on it, didn't you?
It was in the middle of COVID. I lost my mind. That was the beginning of me losing my mind.
And then you snapped out of it fairly quick.
I did snap out of it because I realised what is the craft of beer. The craft, real absolute craft. And we've said this before on the show of beer, is when you can make 1,050,000 pints a day and they all taste exactly the same.
Yeah.
That's the craft.
That's
what Guinness do. That's what Smithwick's do. That's what Budweiser do. And people out there calling us arsehole Walter. It's not. They make 1,000,000 of them. And they all taste the same.
Yeah.
And then you buy, you know, Johnny's Surfer Dog IPA.
Yeah.
And first of all, it tastes like... That tastes like arse water. And then the next one tastes different and the next one's different.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what they're doing.
It's a developing recipe. They're measuring it as they go.
They're measuring it.
And it's like, all right.
How we make people drink this? Oh, we'll make it 12%, so the fuckers can't even get to the bottom of it without their heads being blown off.
And I just realised now, as you said it, you could have been at one stage. You could have been a vegetarian IPA kind of craft beer drinker.
Oh yeah, that was my life was heading that way for a while. Yeah,
and now you're a full blown meat eating commercial beer,
ham avoiding, ham dodging.
Like
gift,
God,
yeah.
I tell you something. The fork in your road was a wide fork, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it?
You could have ended up a very different person.
I know. I could have been totally uncool in a whole different way. You know, I'm glad I got this version of uncool.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I don't know how I would have gotten on with the vegetarian IPA drinking.
No.
You know.
Oh, jeez.
Hemp trouser wearing.
I tell you, you think I'm doing your head in now? Imagine. Come on, I know this great place, Jim. You have to come with me or you'll love it. I'll tell you something. Try the vegan croquettes. You won't even know the difference between them and chicken croquettes.
Yeah.
Now, I know that you wouldn't know the difference, you know, up there.
And the special Indian cushions that are made with.
Seriously, you should bring a few of them up to Chicken Nugget Country. Show the locals. It'd be amazing. You know, it'll be a great way to teach them how to start using seeds.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie. Last week on the show, if you were with us, you might have remembered we did this story about how there were certain, I think there were travel agents specifically, that were complaining, not even complaining, just pointing out some of the bizarre requests that they get from people who are heading off on holiday, especially around this time of year, obviously very much in holiday season. And, there was some unusual stuff. And this kind of falls into the category. But what happens when the request is there and they go, right, okay, we'll do it for you, but then it goes wrong?
Yeah, yeah. And this is one of those things. This couple, they went away for a weekend, an anniversary type of a weekend. They just thought they'd have a stay in a hotel.
Yeah.
And look, you know the way couples, they have little weird things other people don't really get on. They don't know, right?
Yeah.
So your man went off, Johnny is his name, and his Mrs. Rachel. And he says, Rachel, he loves crisps. She eats about four bags of crisps a day, right? And
so after my own heart.
Yeah. So he rang the reception. He goes, listen, before we get in, or while we're going out later, would you get 30 bags of these crisps and just throw them on the bed?
Yeah.
Obviously, he had ideas of where the crisps would take the evening, right? Would you throw them on the bed? And they were like, yeah, yes, no problem, sir. We'll do that, whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Unusual though it may be, fair enough.
So they didn't even question it, in fairness. And then they came back and she went into the bedroom and went, oh my God, what the hell? We've been broken into. And he was like, this is gas. He went in and he was like, even he went, what the hell have they bloody done? They opened the bags of crisps and emptied them all over the bed.
Yeah.
So they covered the entire bed in the crisps, not just the bags of crisps.
I have to, in slight defence of the hotel, when you pointed out that story to me a little earlier, I genuinely thought that he wanted it like rose petals scattered over the bed.
No, you lunatic.
Turns out he just wanted to eat them.
He just wanted the bags on the bed. You know, so he didn't have to get into... Imagine how did he sleep in the bed full of crumbs afterwards. And it's just one of those things. We've all seen them before. Like, people bring cakes into a place and they go, what do you want written on it? Nothing. So they just write nothing across the top.
Take it literally.
Yeah. Or the worst one ever I saw the cakes was where they says, what do you want written on it? He goes, right... Happy birthday, you big fat git. Nah, no, I'm only messing. And they wrote, "Happy birthday, fat kid. I'm only messing," on the cake. And she was like, "I can't give him that. I can't."
Wow.
Yeah, and then I started looking at loads of them. And this English fella was in Berlin. And they said, they asked for a beer. And they were like, and Berlin has all kinds of beers. And they says, "The big one?" And he goes, "Oh, no, no, just a small one. Just a little one, that's all."
Yeah.
And they went, "No problem." And they brought him back a beer and a shot glass. He was there, "We're not quite that small." He says, "I'll have about 10 of them, you know."
Beer and a shot.
Yeah.
Like, but I mean, that doesn't even make sense. They obviously, that's not something they sell, I assume.
No.
Like, there's two choices. You know what, you know, like, it's a pint or a half pint or a large or a small or whatever.
No, because he went, like, just a little one and he put his fingers in the air. No, 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 not a big, you know, because, you know, not a big one, little one, little one, like that. Right, you
so
know.
So I wanted, yeah. And they so they assumed he wanted a shot of beer.
And they gave him a shot of beer.
Always
and
drink responsibly. He's certainly taking it to extremes.
There was another person went to Croatia and says, "A double espresso." They were like, "What?" He says, "Not one, two, double espresso." And they brought the two cups stacked on top of each other with an espresso on each one. So, like, people...
Joe, something that actually happened, a version of that happened to me.
Really?
So I had thought there was a... Have you ever heard the expression, somebody will say something like bacon and eggs twice or something like that? Have you ever heard that expression?
Yeah.
I think it's an English thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
And
I've heard that a few times, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's... I don't know. So, actually, we've loads of listeners in the UK that probably be able to confirm whether that means, as in, I'm looking for two eggs and two bacon.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think that's what it means.
That's what I thought it meant. But I remember trying to use it.
Oh, God.
And it went horribly wrong.
What happened?
Two separate plates.
Two separate plates?
Yeah, of bacon
and eggs. Bacon and one egg on each.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, jeez.
Just, see, so I realised, don't ever try and be funny again.
No,
I wasn't
no.
even being funny. I thought it was genuinely an expression.
You thought you learned
that people
lingo.
Knew, yeah.
Like this poor American that went, "Bailey's coffee." And they were like, "What? Bailey's coffee?" And they were like, "Right." And they brought her a coffee with a bay leaf sticking over it.
A bay leaf coffee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's gas, isn't it? And there's loads of them. And someone in Thailand's asked for an ice cream sandwich. You know, probably the American thing again. And they ended up just getting a huge two pieces of bread with ice cream all over it. And then another woman.
No, sure. Now, come on. Surely an ice cream sandwich is a recognised thing.
You would have thought
like an
so.
Ice burger.
Well, you would have thought so, but it depends what country.
Or a wafer, even.
It gets lost in translation. Like another woman who says, "Just want a strawberry pomegranate and mango margarita." And they were like, "No problem." And gave her one strawberry margarita, one mango margarita, and one pomegranate margarita. Three glasses, three straws. Well, I mean,
I'd have said that was a win.
Yeah, it's fairness. Yeah. There's some of them do feel like wins. Like the fella who says, "When I get me pizza, can I get 10 cheese sticks with it?" And they misunderstood it and sent him 10 cheesecakes and a pizza. I mean, if that's not winning at life, I just don't know what is.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On the weather thing, Pat Courtney, apparently just coming up to 7 o'clock last night, was quoting a lady from the BBC talking about the meteorological situation over in Ireland. And she said it was crazy what was going on over here.
Really?
So there was obviously some bizarre... And then we get this in, right? lads, there was a twister spotted in Mullingar yesterday.
No, there wasn't.
Look at the screen.
Oh, it's a picture of an ice cream. I'm an idiot.
There you go. There you go.
Have to say, that worked. You literally caught me. You literally had me. You know.
But anyway.
Passionately getting obsessed.
Tell you something. That extraordinary weather phenomenon that's appeared to have happened in Navan yesterday. And it literally looks like it was totally isolated to the, like, not even the greater area. Just Navan, it
seems. Just Navan. Yeah, just me. The Navan media.
I mean, you know, I'd say they were struggling. What would have happened? I mean, there was rain, hail, snow. I mean.
Jim. Are we at the end of times?
I think it might be time. Does anybody have a number for Noah?
Are we nearing on to the end of the apocalypse?
Who knows?
We could be closer to the apocalypse than ever we thought.
Right.
Noah's Ark. They believe that once again they have found the site and the remains of Noah's Ark.
And it's in Navan, is it?
No, but it's in Ararat, which kind of sounds like Navan.
It does.
It's almost one of those places that's the same forwards as backwards.
True.
And they believe they've once again found it. I know they keep finding it every couple of years, but this time they think it's definitely it.
How big is it?
Huge. 234 length in feet of what appears to be a corridor with many rooms in it. So not a boat, but not a boat now, let's be serious, not a boat, but it's a boat-shaped place.
Right.
Made of wood, kind of, not sure, but it's in Ararat. So it's a boat-shaped thing, 234 feet, and nowhere near the sea. Which is very important, obviously, because when the floods would have
gone down.
Naturally.
It would have landed here in Ararat, where they say biblically roundabouts, there, thereabouts. I don't remember that in the Bible, there, thereabouts, in Ararat.
And I don't remember any mention of a roundabout in the Bible.
But they, stranger and stranger still.
Like on the road to Damascus, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know he turned back or whatever, but I mean, did he go around the roundabout?
And Noah lost at the Walkin's Town roundabout, gave up and went to Ararat. So they reckon this could well be it. It could well be it, they say.
I mean, look, 234 feet. It sounds like a long, you know, it's a big enough.
And 20 feet deep, that's important.
20 feet deep?
Yeah, 20 feet deep.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. I was just thinking about, you know, there's a lot of animals. And there's a lot of big animals.
I know what you're going to say.
I mean, okay, that might just be a section. Maybe the other parts got washed away.
No, this is it. It looks like, it, you know, they do have a sort of a thing. Say, yeah, so it's a lot. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. You'd say, go, okay, right, we'll start at the back.
Maybe that was only the domesticated animal section.
Yeah, I know.
You, was there, I suppose.
234 feet. How is that? How long is a bus? How long is a bus?
I've no idea. Well, look at that. You get a 40-foot truck, don't you? Don't they used to...
Well, there you go, right.
Right, okay.
So it's what?
So a truck is 40.
40 foot.
Yeah.
So two, yeah. So a lot, five trucks, say, or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, right, you start at the back. And you'd say, right, we get in the dogs and the cats. The two dogs and the two cats and the squirrels and the... We'll start with the little fellas. You'd have to start with the big fellas. So you get the elephants, the rhinos, the hippos. You know, that's a whole...
Giraffes.
Foot. The giraffes. They're like, mother of God, we're getting... Now there's about 75 types of deer. We need two of each of them.
And then it's going to be a squeeze, isn't it?
Yeah. And then you're into lions, tigers, panthers, bears,
if you were careful,
gorillas.
You could do a bit of sharing. Just have to be careful who shares with who.
And also, yeah, and that's it. Then you have to go, right, now how are we going to make the gorillas and the deers not fight each other? Because they're around the same size physically. So you pack them in the same spot, you know. And I work with a gorilla every day and just get on with most people. Never mind the deer. And then you think to yourself, well, then we'll get smaller then again, right?
Yeah.
So what's the next medium-sized animal then after that? Cows, I suppose. Cows and farm animals then.
Right.
Yeah, and then
you're putting a lot more thought into this than I thought you were going to, I have to confess.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
To you know.
And then you have to think, if we get hungry now, we're going to need about 1,000 chickens.
That's true.
To be left with two at the end.
Has to go on.
And then there's the birds, there's the ducks, the pigeons, the whole... You know, I don't know if this is it.
Mind you, do you have to keep... Well, I suppose some of them do. Surely, the other ones could just fly above the flood. You know, land the odd time when they're a bit tired, then fly off again. I mean, you wouldn't have to be carrying them around all the time, would you?
Yeah, well, that's it. It's like a bus, isn't it? Because there's animals that are specific to each region.
Yeah.
You know? So there was no Irish wolfhounds on it, for instance. Or there was no, you know, what
would... God, I never thought about that before. You might have to, you know, we'll have to go off to,
yeah, so like you go,
I don't know, India to pick up the...
Yeah, so you'd be the Bengal tiger. And then we have to go to Dublin and get the Jack Russell.
Yeah.
And you think
I'd take me chances with the Bengal tiger?
Me too.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie. Talking about things you shouldn't say, as in, Budgie, that's kind of directed at you with your gags, to be honest with you. But listen, if you're heading into work today, right, and you've, whatever, I mean, you're just heading into work and you assume that you're going to be surrounded by your usual kind of colleagues and you'll have your usual chats and all this kind of stuff. A word of warning as you're heading in from our PJ Gallagher here, because there are certain things that you just shouldn't bring up, apparently.
Yeah.
Used to be that there were things you didn't talk about, say, in pubs. You know, when drink was taken, always drink responsibly. You didn't bring up, what was it, religion and politics.
Religion and politics, they're divisive subjects and not unifying subjects, and therefore you should never speak of them. But now apparently there's a much bigger list, especially in the workplace. Five rules for what not to talk about in work have been announced, right? And I have to say, the best thing you can do if you go by this list is not say anything at all to anybody ever about anything.
Or don't go in.
Yeah, so number one, never ever, they say, talk or give negative feelings about your job or your colleagues to anyone. In today's world, yes,
what?
Never ever, Jim. Never ever.
Never complain about your colleagues, even behind their back.
Never even say you have negative feelings about them.
Oh,
in today's world of social media, news spreads quickly, and you may be erased very quickly, whereas your words that you say may not.
Wow.
Number one. So shut up about your...
What? You know. I mean, that's the... I mean, this around here, that's kind of pretty much, that's 90% of it, isn't it?
Well, 90% of what we do is speak negatively about each other to each other. So I don't even know where we would start if we were to implement
it. We wouldn't have a show.
I also think in this modern day world where we're supposed to speak about our feelings and if someone's giving us a hard time, whatever, the advice to never say anything bad ever is probably not very good. Also, opinions may cause controversy. Really? I've never heard a controversial opinion in my life. Nothing good can come from discussions that create dissension. So that's it. So there, literally, rule two, literally is never have an opinion on anything ever.
Yeah. Unless it's exactly the same as another person.
I agree. We used to have a manager like that, remember?
Yeah.
No matter what you said to him, complain about something, you go, oh no, he's unbelievable, I'm going to sort him out. And then you go to the other fella and he'd say, come here, listen, I know Paige is his hosser, right? But he's after saying this, will you do me a favour and just be against him?
Yeah.
And he'd tell everyone what they wanted to hear, and we all lived in harmonious ignorance. In fact, I think saying it that way was actually quite a good management style.
He seemed to get through it. That's amazing. Wow. So don't have an opinion.
Don't have an
opinion. It's rule number two.
Don't talk, don't have an opinion, and don't say anything about other people. Health issues. Never discuss your health history.
Oh my God! You literally would have nothing to speak about.
Nothing.
So if you're not insulting me, right?
Yeah.
So the rules. So you're not insulting me.
Yes.
So that's the thing about, you know, never kind of negative stuff about your colleagues, right?
Yeah.
Rule number two was never have an opinion. You're the most opinionated human being that has ever been put on the planet. Number three.
Harsh, but I now have a strong opinion against it. So you're probably right.
And number three is don't talk about your health conditions.
Yeah, imagine.
The man who head to toe, I think we've probably discussed most of your body parts on this show over the years.
Imagine that. Never talk about your health issues. Where were you for 3 months, PJ? Playing football.
Yeah. Wow.
Also, never speak about your relationship issues or family troubles.
This list was made. Somebody listened to this show and wrote. I just wrote these down based on you.
Yeah.
Well, he's got terrible negative opinions about his. Oh my God, he's very opinionated. He's always gone on about his health. My God, if he gives out about those kids anymore,
If you want a promotion, never speak about your personal situations, because then people may think if you have a stressful life outside, you'll never be able to handle the stress inside. That's what they say.
I tell you something, we're 4 for 5 here. If number 5 fits, we have hit the absolute jackpot with you.
Yeah,
this is incredible. Right, here we go. Ladies, stand by. What's number 5?
Ladies and gentlemen, for the full house, never ever speak about the money you make, be it too much or too little.
It may cause
division, resentment and strife amongst employees. If you don't like the money you're making, try and find a job that where you get more money. Never speak about money under any circumstances in the workplace.
Right. Okay.
Yes. I have to say, it's not very much something I do complain about. Well, is it?
Well, the amount of denial about, you know what I mean, your accrued fortune.
But that's because you make me out to be richy rich. You're there going, up in your gated manor with your armed guards and all that.
Well, because But I mean, if you're going to keep going around going, me, a mere person who uses a Leap card, you know what I mean?
I do it the other way. But it's not because I make so much money, Jim. It's not that. It's because I know I'm worth so little.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.